So welcome to this brave new world of passion and profit. Everything that you now accept about the world, about money, about value, about making a living, about your self-worth, your value to the world, even your purpose on the planet is about to be challenged. By choosing to turn your passion into profit, you've given yourself permission to dream. And if you follow through with that dream, you'll be doing something many people talk about and wish for, but that few actually find the courage to do. And the reason more people don't take this journey is that it's uncomfortable. Growth is always about stretching beyond the known. The answers you're looking for, the guidance that you need to achieve your goal, won't sound like what you're used to hearing from the people around you. It's that discomfort that tends to make people fearful and give up dreaming. Most of your life you've heard that in order to be a good child, a good student, a good employee, a good spouse, and a functioning member of society, that you have to give up your dreams and do what's practical. You've heard essentially that you have to choose between passion and profit. Now, if you're open to seeing things differently, I want to suggest to you that unless you're pursuing your passion, then your life is only being half lived. And if you're not doing it for profit, that you have no clue what you're missing out on. The whole passion-profit philosophy is as follows. 1. Your passion is part of your life's purpose. 2. Everyone has a passion. 3. All passions have value. And 4. Any passion can be turned into a profit. So if no one has given it to you before, I'd like to give you permission to dream about the way things could be, to dream about a whole new reality for yourself, and to join the world of passionpreneurs all around the planet, who are doing what they love and pursuing a whole different way of being. Anyone can do this. I want you to realize that it's just a basic fact of life that you are born with certain talents and abilities that no one else has. So you have a uniqueness that can be used to turn your passion into profit. Now, as you proceed, I'm sure that you'll have many questions. And some of the questions that we'll answer throughout this series are, how do I find my passion? How do I overcome the fear I have of pursuing it? Are all passions profitable? Should I take a business class? How much money will I need to start my passion-centered business? Where do I begin? How long does it take to start making money? How do I know if what I've chosen is my real passion? What should I do if I don't like selling? Can I make enough money to pay my rent? How can the internet help me turn my passion into profit? How much should I charge for what I do? When should I quit my job? And how do I know if and when it's time to throw in the towel? So by the time you've completed this audio program, you'll have the answers to all these questions and many, many more. So again, don't allow a belief in your current excuses to rob you of one of the greatest opportunities in life to do what you love to do and to make money doing it. Find the courage to face the fears that hold you back, because you now have my permission to dream.